Elvis and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
I was in your hood yesterday.
Were you really?
Brampton, yeah.
Oh, B-Town.
I went to the Kite Festival as you talked up all week
last
week.
Did you go?
Yeah, it was incredible.
Wow.
It's crazy. Really nice.
Did you post anything about it?
Did I?
Or did you take any video or photo?
I did take some videos.
Okay, very cool.
But this week in Maryland, there was a Kite Festival in Brampton at the Brampton Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, you think kites, you're like, yeah, whatever, kites, whatever, whatever. You get out there, and there's these, like, monstrosities flying
in the air. Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's just like, what the hell is going on up here? It's artistry in the air.
Yeah.
One of the notable kites I saw was this big squid that was, like, the size of this room.
Wow.
There was a guy that had a scuba diver, a kite that was literally a dude with, like, a wetsuit and a tank and fins, and it was, like, diving in
the air. That's so cool.
It was crazy. And there was this other thing that was just, like, this massive round bubble with rainbow dots all over it. But then, you know, then you had the standard kites. But the cool thing was they gave every kid, I think maybe 5 and under, whatever, a free kite.
Oh, nice.
So when you get there, you get a free kite. You decorate it. So we got one for Kofi. He decorated it, put his name on it. He said, Kofi's Kite. And then we get out there. And, I mean, it was just perfect weather once again.
Yeah.
Hot outside, but not too hot.
Right.
And then enough wind to just, like, all you have to do is hold it up in the air and the kite's gone.
Right.
In the air. It's great.
You know, I feel really good that people listen to me and go to the things that I
do. Oh, yeah, 100%. Like,
I feel really good that people listen to you.
Right? You know what? Your recommendations are spot on.
That's I like that.
So, yeah, Kite Festival. But big up to the whole of Brampton, man. That was a great, great day.
Do they build the kites, too, themselves?
Yeah, they had people building.
There was,
I think there's, like, a little competition. They have an area for, like, the professionals.
Yeah.
You know, the people who really are into the kiting.
That's amazing.
And then they have the area for the general public. And everyone had a kite. Some people brought their own.
That's
but
great.
Once again, they also gave out kites, too.
That's wonderful. That's, Kofi will never forget that.
Yeah.
My weekend was insanity because my friends came in from the Caribbean. I'll shout out my friend from Barbados, Just Jay, because he had a boat cruise on Saturday, and it was the first one that he did here, and it was not only sold out, but it was just a phenomenal cruise. And I've been to about 5 already boat parties for this season, and
is the world just rocking? Are you still in motion in your head?
Still in you know, the boat never stops rocking over
side
here.
Side to side.
But you know what's so funny is how hot it was this weekend, because when your friends are here from the Caribbean and they say, listen, it's really hot. That's how you know it's really hot.
Okay.
Here. And so that was just mind-blowing to me. But phenomenal weekend.
Yeah, I mean, if they're hot.
But our sun is different, they did say.
Yeah.
They said it's kind of like a suffocation hot where you feel like you can't breathe.
Well, I'll tell you part of the reason why it's suffocation hot. Just because. We got fires happening in northern Ontario.
True.
It's coming down, and you kind of feel a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's happening in the air, more so tomorrow. But can we talk about these boat cruises?
Yes.
How do you get on these boat cruises? How does that work?
There's different boat cruises almost every single weekend.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to look out for the different DJs that are doing them.
Okay.
And then you just purchase a ticket through, most of the time it's like Ticket Gateway, Eventbrite, those websites.
What, you trying to party on a boat?
Boat?
I got nothing going on.
Okay.
And it's
I'm not doing TV after this week.
Day boats, night boats. I'm trying to think what's a better one. I want to say like maybe a night because you'll see the CN Tower when it's still light outside.
Yeah.
But then you see the sunset and it's all over the water, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
Have to take a photo of the skyline.
There is something happening all the time now, especially now in this city. It's fantastic. I got nothing.
Okay. Well, if there are any promoters listening, you might want to send her a flyer.
Yeah.
Don't send me your flyers, please.
Get her on the list.
I know what's happening.
You should know.
All right.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Channel 104.5.
What a week you've had.
What a week.
And Friday was a big day.
Friday was a big day because it was the final episode the Marilyn Dennis Show after 13 seasons.
Which will air later, right?
And it's going to air June 9th. That's this Friday. It's also a celebration of me doing 34 years of daytime television.
34 years?
34 years. So so they do a little bit of what I did on City Line for almost 20 years.
Okay.
Almost, like 1920. And then 13. So it's like, they surprised me with a lot of things on the Friday show. But all this week, guys, there are surprises for the audience every day. it's like I have a mystery guest. I have to guess who they are. That's always uneasy when you don't have a script and you go, I don't know. And then they bring this person on in either live or virtually. And it's fun to do.
Is your heart pumping before that person comes out and you're just like,
yeah, because I'm afraid.
What am I going to see? What am I going to be?
What if I don't know?
Right. Or what if I don't? It's going to be like.
No. I'm not even a second thought on that one.
Would it be like
my crew?
The kid that sat next to you in 11th grade, like, what?
Well,
what are you doing here?
Well, there's one of those.
Oh, wow.
Who's somewhat famous now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a total guess.
Yeah, that was a total guess.
Okay.
There's something like that. There's very close to that. That happens on Thursday. But the crew knows me so well. And so they brought back the people that I love and have been good friends of the show, quoting the wonderful Wendy Williams on that. And it's just been a great experience. And I just, it's for me, it was a love letter from the people that have worked on the show for 13 seasons. Some of the people that work on the show have been with me for 34 years, the cameramen.
Lord.
And they have been, like, exquisite. They have been.
Incredible relationship. Like, they've seen you from every angle.
From every angle, but they've seen me in the field. They've seen me when I started this thing. And so, anyway, tune in all this week because I think you're going to have fun watching some of the surprises. And also, some of the people that you know, guys, that we know, like Rodney Bowers is on today.
Oh, nice.
And it's his final show. And we had some tears and some laughs. And it's a great time. Yeah, I'm really proud of the work that they did, and it's wrapping it up with a bow. And just in case if anybody wants to know, I don't know what the next show is going to be. That's going to go in there. It's going to be very different from my show, so because people ask. And I wanted to step down. No, there was no funny business about this. I wanted to get through the pandemic, get the people back in the audience, get the masks off, and go back to where we were in early 2020, and that has been accomplished. So there you have it.
Nice.
And I'm going to sit here with all of you and still do the morning show.
Okay, well, we're gonna probe you for some information on the next show. We'll get to spill some beans.
Can I tell you? I got no beans to spill.
Okay, but it's going to be very different from your show, right?
Very.
Okay, well, that's a bean.
But really good.
Okay. All right, well, she spilled a little bit.
Ready? I'm going to do this. N-D-A. N-D-A. Right. D-A.
Okay, can we make a guess on what we think it could be?
No.
There's more than one way to interrogate a witness.
N-D-A. Okay, that's it for this bit. Thanks, everybody.
Bring in the waterboard.
Time to get coffee.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for your support. Listen, thanks for your support, because ever since New Zealand, I've been, doing this show and saying farewell after, 13
seasons. Yeah, so listen.
It's been a party. It's been a good time.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. You hear about Danny Bottaducci?
From the Partridge Family. Yes, now a DJ, but he's not well, is he?
Yeah, apparently he's having brain surgery. Mr. Partridge, was he Danny? Was it Danny Partridge?
Danny Partridge, yeah.
Apparently he's having a fluid buildup in his brain, so he has to have brain surgery. Wow.
Yeah.
He should recover, though, from what I'm reading.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear that. He's very outspoken, very a precocious kid on the show. With my memory serves me right, he was kind of like the foil.
Yes.
With the rest of the gang.
Yes. I had a bet with him years ago on his morning show.
Yeah.
And on my morning show. He was working at Philadelphia at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we bet that it was the Blackhawks versus the Flyers.
Oh, you did one of those bets. Yeah.
And the bet was if the Blackhawks lost, I had to go there and get tortured or something like that. And if the Flyers lost, he had to get a piercing his ear, where we put a nail, like a hammer
that
nail,
is vicious
through his ear,
and aggressive.
And the Blackhawks win.
Okay,
so I hope his ear is okay still.
Okay,
big up to Danny Bonaducci. I hope he does better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Architectural Digest reports that due to the set construction on the upcoming Barbie movie, which opens July 21st, the paint company Roscoe experienced a shortage of pink paint.
Look at that. So no more pink paint.
So production designer Sarah Greenwood said that they got as much pink paint from this company as they could. The world, she said, ran out of pink. So, yeah.
I feel like that's a specific pink for Barbie as well, right?
But there's different shades, 50 shades of gray, 50 shades of pink.
Okay.
And so I'm because of, just knowing what I've seen on the trailer, I would guess that would happen.
Yeah, because everything had to be pink.
Everything had to be pink.
Can you imagine?
And the Barbie world.
Right, exactly.
And by the way, my granddaughter is 4 years old, is singing. But where do you know that song? Anyway, what do you have there, Azalea?
I have, for all of the Disney fanatics of Hocus Pocus, they're officially in production to doing the third movie.
No way!
Right. I guess last year they did that, the sequel.
Yeah.
So people were super excited about that, and obviously it did really well. Yeah. So now they're saying Hocus Pocus 3. Yep. No word yet on Kathy Najimy, Sarah Jessica Parker, Bette Midler, if they'll be back for this one yet, but we're going to assume, obviously.
There was such a big space between the first and the second.
Uh-huh.
But I think because of pandemic and everything, if it's working, let's do it. Look at the Marvel. Look at, comics, and look at all these, just sequel after sequel, and then there'll be prequel and
right.
Why not? If it works, it works.
And there was such a cult following behind the first one. Yeah. I think the first one was a box office bomb. What's it called?
Blockbuster, maybe, yeah?
No, it didn't do well. The first movie did not do well.
Okay.
Right, but then over the years, it became a cult classic, and people really, really loved it.
Yeah.
And that's why they were able to, 20 years later,
Did you like the second one?
I liked it, too. When you really, take things for what they are, I like it. Yeah. I wasn't looking deep into it.
Do you know that Halloween far exceeds when it comes to money, Christmas.
Really?
I believe it.
It's just now, Halloween is the biggest thing of ever, because it's non-denominational.
Yeah, everyone gets in on it. Yeah. And you don't really buy a Christmas costume, right? But everyone buys a costume for Halloween.
You can be whoever you want to be. Yeah, right. Yeah. Be who you want to
be. Well, my bank account disagrees.
Christmas. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Wow, that hurt.
Christmas takes over, trumps everything.
Yeah, we kind of figured that. We've hung out with you for a while.
You can dress up as a Christmas tree at Halloween and still celebrate Christmas.
True. You're right.
Let's talk about summer things, because Christmas is a long time
away. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, right?
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart? Let me know.
Gotcha.
Thank you. So there's a video going viral on Twitter right now of Drake. He, I don't really know what he's doing in this video, but it looks like him and a couple of friends are watching a live stream of a girl getting her feet massaged.
What?
Anyway, so moving past that part, he goes to decide to give her a $500 tip. And his card gets declined.
Oh, wait a second. You mean they give a tip during the live stream?
Yes.
Is it? So, do you know what platform they were on at all?
Something called Kick.
Kick? Okay.
Yeah. So they're watching this live stream. They decided, hey, let's give this girl $500. And what most people are talking about right now is that, number one, it's very Canadian because it's a TD account that he's trying to do it from.
Okay.
But they're live streaming front, showing his card, not his card, but they're showing his screen.
Yes.
So he was putting in his passcode and everything, and then it said declined, and I didn't get the audio in time, but he was just like, oh, that's embarrassing.
That's kind of wild that Drake's card would be declined, possibly because it's international. I mean, maybe some of those
or
sites.
Or he was doing too many of the tips.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want you to know that twice this weekend.
Yeah.
A Shoppers Drug Mart, my card was declined.
Really?
And I tried it again, TD Bank. I tried it again, and it was fine.
Okay.
And then my friend took me out for lunch yesterday. He has a TD Bank thing. It got declined, and he did it again, and it was okay.
Hmm.
So the first pass seems to be...
No,
I'm with Drake on this.
Or maybe the ballers out here are not balling like we thought they were. You're like, what's going on?
I don't know, but I'm just
pay your bills, girl. Pay them bills.
In his defense, I'm like, it happened to me this weekend, so I don't know.
Okay.
Right, I mean, he said he was embarrassed, but was he really? Probably not.
I doubt it.
So there are people tweeting about it saying, it's because he's been making multiple or duplicate purchases and Visa picked it up as fraud, so they tried to cut it off.
Drake could walk into any car dealership.
Right.
In the whole country and get the car without even signing any paperwork.
Drake has Visa face.
And he's
Visa face, right?
Yeah.
Tell him to buy me a
100%. His credit is his credit is on its face, face.
And how many credit cards does this man have? Okay.
Right.
Anyway, I know he's embarrassed, but don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. Okay.
And wait a second. We
that's
really
not to be embarrassed by.
We also buried the lead.
Exactly.
What were they watching?
Right. A girl getting a foot massage.
What's that?
I have no idea. Okay. There's no more contact there.
Okay.
A little bit.
But there's more information coming out about Kim Cattrall's cameo in the upcoming season of And Just Like That. So now that she has officially confirmed that she did shoot the scene, sources are saying that she had two major stipulations. So she refused to film if the showrunner, Michael Patrick King, was on set. She just did not want to see him. And as I did mention before, she would not act with any of the other girls from the show. And when I did mention that she shot that scene by herself, solo, she definitely did do that.
For a lot of money,
I'm sure. So additional info is that, it's going to be the last episode of the season. It's going to be used as a cliffhanger, and it is going to be a phone call between Samantha and Carrie, which is her character, and Sarah Jessica Parker's character. And it's just funny because the season one finale was something similar to that. Sarah Jessica Parker's character was on the phone with her, but we just didn't see her.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So they're going to do that again. But people have been mostly shocked because their feud has just been so public.
Yeah.
And Kim Cattrall has said, no, I'm never coming back. Don't want to do it. She said, quote, you learn lessons in life, and my lesson is to do work with good people and try to make it fun.
Ooh.
Wow.
So, okay. I mean, if you do want to do some more research and read up about what's been going on back and forth with them over the last 20 years, it's pretty interesting if you want to look it up.
I know when Kim Cattrall's brother died, Sarah Jessica Parker weighed in, and she was quite angry with that.
Yeah.
So it's deep. There's something.
But with such a deep beef, why even bring her back? I mean, the two things are just so
money.
Wild. Yeah, yeah.
Money, if we bring her back for just a moment, we'll know that there's a connection because it's they've been running on HBO this week on Unclaimed, like every episode of Sex and the City leading up to the second season of Just Like That.
Right.
But I think they need that connection, Jamar. They just need to be able to promote it so we can talk about it.
And people are talking about it. Yeah. Way more now than they were going to be talking about it if she didn't confirm she was coming back.
Right. She's really missed, I'll tell you.
Oh, big time.
Big time.
That's what's trending.
Time to wake up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. The Jam Morning Show.
Sure Lionel Richie doesn't mind that little spin as well.
But also, didn't you hear him say, low, low, low?
Oh, yeah.
Song? Like, there's a little bit, like, little Easter eggs in that song.
Yeah, well,
You know?
Enrique's a South Florida guy, Flo Rida, they probably
sure
over drinks. Said, hey, throw it in there. He said, thanks.
That's good, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
It is Pride Month, and Toronto celebrates Pride probably no better than any other city. I mean, it is definitely full force right now.
Full force right now. There's events happening at the 519 and then other places, too. I know Priyanka's very busy, and hopefully she'll be able to drop by to talk to us about that. But in the meantime, happy Pride. We have for you how to find your drag queen name.
Okay,
it's a generator, and you're going to lead us through this.
Sure.
Okay.
So you need to do your grandma's first name.
Grandma's first name.
Oh. And then what the last sweet thing you ate was.
With the last what?
The sweetest thing you ate. Dessert of some
That's
sort.
Funny. Grandma's first name and the last sweet that you ate.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'll start.
You start.
My grandma's first name is Zeta.
Yeah.
Last sweet I had was oatmeal cookie.
Okay.
A cookie? Can I say that?
So your drag name is?
Zeta Cookies.
No, Zeta
Oatmeal Cookie.
Zeta Oatmeal Cookie.
Please welcome to the stage, Zeta. Okay, mine is...
Sounds like a very seasoned drag queen.
Are you ready? Here's mine.
My drag queen sound like she's been around the block.
Mine is...
a couple times.
Wait, I got one for you.
Zeta Oatmeal...
Evelyn Ginger Snap.
What?
Oh.
How is that so bad? That's good.
That's kind of snappy.
Mine sounds like she smells like mothballs.
Like Evelyn that. Ginger Snap.
Yours just gives off grandma.
What?
Just grandma.
What about yours?
Not me trying to think of something sweet that I ate. I can't think of.
Yes. You have nothing sweet yesterday?
Yeah, you come on.
Fruits. I had fruits. So
what fruit did you eat?
No. You
blackberries.
No. You? No, that's not dessert.
I know.
You had, I'm going to say dessert is one thing.
Yeah, but what
And cocktails are dessert too.
Cocktails?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I had tequila pineapple.
So?
Okay, so my grandma's first name is Clarice.
Clarice?
Clarice tequila pineapple.
There you go.
You know, I think my name wins. I think I win the room.
Wait a minute. Producer Simone.
Producer Simone.
Over to you.
Carmella, and then I had a nice, Carmella kale smoothie.
That is not dessert.
It's not a sweet.
There was pineapple in there.
No. Yeah, no, he's sugar. We need sugar.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Carmella Lucky Charms.
I kind of like that.
That is kind of sugar. Okay, love it. All right. So it's your grandmother's name and the last sweet thing you had. All right.
Okay, great.
Let us know. We want to hear what yours are. I mean, ours are pretty pretty good, but yours probably are better.
Yeah.
Just weigh in. Text us. Let us know.
Okay.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. That's your drag name.
Happy Pride.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
In the spirit of Pride Month, we are talking about the art of being fabulous, which is drag and drag queens. How do you get your drag name out? How do they come up with their names? Well, this is the drag generator that we found, and the formula is, once again, how's it work?
Your grandmother's first name and the last sweet thing that you ate.
Mine is Evelyn Gingersnap. Yours is, what is it?
Zeta Oatmeal Cookie. Like.
Okay, and what is
doesn't yours? Sound very hot.
What's yours, Azalea?
Clarice Tequila Pineapple.
And producer Simone.
Carmella Lucky Charms.
All right, we got other ones that everyone's weighed in on. I'm sure there's some good ones.
We have some good ones on the Facebook for sure. So yeah. We have Margaret Chocolate Covered Strawberry, Myrtle Pudding, Florence Cheesecake, Veronica Meringue. But we also have some people that are commenting and they're like, that's not sweet. Don't comment that.
Okay.
We have Patricia Pudding, Olive Chocolate, Nancy Starburst.
Patricia Pudding.
I like Nancy. Right? Nancy Starburst. Come on, is there something?
Clara Cinnamon Bun.
Oh.
I mean, that actually sounds
on brand.
That's good.
That one sounds right.
All right.
What about Doreen Donut?
No, give us some good ones.
Mildred Donut.
Oh, man. A lot of jokes.
We're working with what we got here.
Yeah.
Bessie Watermelon.
Whoa.
That was kind of cute.
It's very visual.
Somebody here wants to know which grandmother, mom's side or dad's side.
Oh, man, you're getting specific.
Oh, yeah.
Bring both.
Ethel Cookie, similar to yours.
Okay.
We have Veronica Danish. Shirley Snickerdoodle.
Oh, I like that.
Shirley Snicker. Is that the winner so far?
Well, I like that one.
Maria Jose Louie. What's a Jose Louie?
Joe Louie.
Oh, Joe Louie.
Not Jose.
Okay. Jose Louie.
I was like Jose Louie. Maybe I read it like Jose.
Yeah. Joe Louie.
It's like a chocolate cake covered in chocolate with like a little icing.
That sounds good.
You can get a half moon or a full moon.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Joe Louie.
Something similar in the States. I can't remember it at the top of my head, but I'll. Yeah.
Maisie Mr. Freeze.
Wow.
Laura Twizzler.
that's a good
Laura
one.
Twizzler.
Yeah.
That is one.
Yeah.
Olga Tofu.
No.
I guess maybe if you made your tofu sweet.
No.
You know, I kind of like Shirley Snickerdoodle. There's Angela Ice Cream, Jean Chocolate.
I like the Twizzler one. Listen, you be you. Happy Pride, everybody.
I think I have the winner on the text.
Okay, you tell me.
From Hamilton, we got Kitty Fritter.
Kitty Fritter.
Kitty Fritter.
Kitty Fritter.
It's cute. It has a little ring to it. Short.
Who's grandma named Kitty?
Oh, yeah.
Someone in Hamilton.
Some sort of a nickname?
Old name, from the past.
Is that a short form for Catherine?
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Okay, that works.
Well, listen, everybody. Think about it. So, once again, it's your grandmother's name. Either sign, maybe even a step-grandmother, if you got one of those, and something sweet. And, you know, it shouldn't be just pudding. It should be vanilla pudding or something pudding. Like, give it some flavor.
In other news, these grandma names are incredible. Do you hear these big names these grandmothers had?
Tell me.
These are massive names. Yeah. Like, do you hear the names you just rattled off?
Yeah, oh, I know.
Gertrude, Mildred. Like,
and those names are all coming back.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Who's naming their kid Gertrude today?
Oh, I don't know, but all the old names,
I'll name her Gertrude.
No, but I'm telling you, all these old names, like, when you look at this baby, we're going to call you Harold. Those are all coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Gertie.
Lisa Licorice.
licorice.
I like when they have a little
in my head.
Yeah, had Lisa, and with all the Lisas out there, they're baby boomers. Hear me out on this. Lisa was not really a grandmother's name in our day.
Right.
So you're saying Grandma Lisa? It's like, wow.
I know Lisa would have been like really innovative back then. Like, what you name her Lisa? Why didn't you give her a respectable name like Beatrice?
Exactly.
I know a little Beatrice actually.
See,
I just
I know a little one.
Yeah.
You know what? I know a little Marigold.
Really? Marigold.
Marigold.
That's kind of cute.
Very cute. All right.
Interesting.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Shout out Baby Jalebi. That we found here.
There's a Baby Jalebi out
there? Baby Jalebi.
What a little sweetie.
Do it. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart? Let me know, let me know.
Well, the Apple event is kicking off today. It is on for 4 days until the 9th. This is actually their developers conference where new software is being tested out and dreamed up. So you know that new versions of iOS definitely on the way for all of your Apple products. So this year, a lot of focus seems to be on a whole new product, a mixed reality headset.
Okay.
So they're thinking that it's going to be called Reality Pro. So it's going to be for augmented and virtual reality, but it's going to be super expensive also, around $3,000. And it's going to be aimed towards developers, not for the consumer just yet. Hmm. But they've been working on this for a while, so it's going to be super powerful with more than 12 different cameras for your eye movement and hand gestures, 4K in each eye. And they're also saying that it's not going to look as sleek as you expect it to look, but this is because it's only the first round.
Okay, it's going to be very clunky.
So it's going to look a little clunky.
Okay, well, the first iPhone wasn't the prettiest thing ever. So,
right.
You know, over time, these things get better. Even the first iPod, it wasn't, you know, it didn't even have color screen. The watch, yeah, they're all, I mean.
They evolve into something. They evolve, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have a live stream happening at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's on the Apple website. So if you really want to be the first to know about all the things,
but can you believe,
that's where you're going to go.
Azalea, like one day you'll be walking through Kensington Market and someone will have a headset on. Like, and you just walk past them like it's nothing.
Right.
They'll have a whole headset and they'll be looking at a whole different reality.
So are they going to be looking at also Kensington Market, but then they're going to see something else? Like, are they going to see other things in Kensington Market?
It might have like a heads-up display where you can interact with different things that are strategically placed in the space.
Right.
You know, if you walk past this place, you know, you can click that to get a discount or a coupon.
Or you see somebody's outfit and you're like, wait a second, where did they get that shirt from?
Exactly. And you can interact with the space, but according to your helmet view, Marilyn, like you will be able to really play kind of in the metaverse a little bit.
Yeah. I just want 50-yard line tickets for the Steelers game.
Yeah.
You can put me in that place.
Sure. You could do something like that.
We don't have to pay for it. I'd be happy.
I mean, you could.
But I mean, you're saying to me, like, when, like, let's say we're doing this morning show when all this is happening.
Okay.
Would you use that for something like this?
I mean, I could see a world where we have on the headset and everything we talk about actually starts popping up in your view.
Oh.
As we speak
like
about
Tom Cruise in that movie.
Like, yeah.
Right, exactly that.
Minority Report.
Minority Report.
Yeah, that was a good one. Cool.
Rather than us looking at our computers ahead of us, it's just in our eye shot.
Exactly.
But you know what?
Look like.
But you know what? You know what troubles me about that?
Yeah.
I won't know how to do it. And so you'll have to come over and show me how to, you know, wink with my left eye to get the right eye going.
The idea is that it's easy to use.
Where's the control panel?
It's your eye.
Yeah.
It's
you know what? When I had to move from BlackBerry to the iPhone, that was a big deal for me, okay?
I need
a keyboard.
That's a big switch.
Yep.
All right. So The Little Mermaid was the number one movie in the world for a while, but that now Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse came out, and that's now the number one movie, and it made $120 million this weekend. It's been 5 years since the first one, and people are calling this a cinematic masterpiece, which is kind of hard for me to believe because it's an animation, but people are really talking about the different animation styles, and that is what's making it so special. I mean, you guys, and Jamar,
this isn't Care Bears, you know what I'm saying? Like, things have changed. The animation is a combination between...
Whoa.
I'm not shading Care Bears. I'm just saying things have actually moved forward since Care Bears.
Okay, gotcha.
Which was here made in Toronto.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Look at that. All right.
Well, Paw Patrol is too.
Big up to the Care Bears and Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
And I do really like Daniel Kaluuya, and he's Spider-Punk.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I might be open.
Might be open.
Yeah, I don't know.
Found a way into her heart a little bit. She might be open to it.
You guys give me your review, but that's what's trending.
Yeah. Thank you, Azalea.
Look out for the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that for sure.
Yes.
Look out for that.
Absolutely.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
We're looking out for it.
Yeah, All right. Well, might I suggest some other fine viewing for
you
guys as well?
We're going to Barbie. We're going to see the Barbie.
See Barbie?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look out for the Flash. That's the only thing on my mind between now and the 16th.
Whew.
Any day.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
This is about the time where a lot of people redecorate and, you know, freshen up their home decor, right?
Because the weather's a little bit better. You can open up the windows, do some painting, and it's just, you know, it just seems to be easier to get deliveries, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Know? Okay. Okay. Yeah, because of the weather and stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can text at 104.536 the biggest regrets you've had when you were decorating your home or any space that you're in. What do you regret going, why'd I put that there?
Well,
because we have some of the biggest decor regrets on a list here, and I just want to ask you about them.
This is 2023 regrets.
Yeah.
And I was in 1985, 86, 87, 88. It was sponge painting.
Sponge painting.
Right? You took that kind of that big sponge that you get, you know, for your bathing, and not the square one.
Where you dip it in paint?
What kind of, is that like a
sponge? Like an actual sponge, right?
Sea sponge. Yeah.
And then you would put it in the tray, and you dip it, and you dry it off, and it goes spongy, spongy, spongy.
And it gives a bit of a texture, right?
It sure did.
But it went out of style.
Well,
I mean,
did it? Because it did. It did go out of style. But I just remember looking at, we did that all the time on City Line. That was like, well, we're going to do that. And I saw, and then all of a sudden everybody did it. It was kind of funny. It hit, you know what it did? It hit a lot of mistakes on the walls.
Okay, so you just make one large mistake to hide the little ones.
Well, no, like if you had holes in the wall or the plaster wasn't good or, yeah.
That's an approach.
That needs to be removed right now if you still have it.
So how do you feel about, here's one of the largest regrets, by 40%.
Yeah.
People regret mounting their TV above a fireplace.
100%.
Really?
It's not eye line. It's you putting your head up like this. You have to have a fairly big room. See how far back I'm going?
Yeah.
To see something up high. Yeah.
Interesting.
That was the thing, and it still is if you wanted to be, but if you've got, it's like your neck has to go up to look at if you don't have a lot of space between the fireplace and the sofa.
Okay. How about this one?
Yeah.
Lawn ornaments.
Never been a fan.
Lawn ornaments.
Like gnomes and
never have.
Gnome and like
the
porcelain.
Little bunny rabbits. Yeah.
Porcelain figurines and stuff.
You have some of those little things in the garden if you've got little kids in your life.
Okay.
You know, like those little pinwheels and stuff.
Yeah, but after, I mean, it just has a certain look to it. Shame anyone who's got those pinwheels.
I don't have a bunny and a fake bunny, a cement bunny.
Or any flamingos or anything in
no,
here?
No.
All right. Yeah. Another decor regret people are talking about. This one, my grand auntie, where rest her soul, would be very offended by this. Furniture and upholstery covers.
Well, if they're plastic.
Yeah, that was her specialty.
That would be a problem. Yeah. If they're cloth, here's the problem. It never fits the couch that you're trying to hide the other, you know, the couch that you've had for a long time. You buy these covers, and they never work. They always get messed up. They always kind of shift a little bit.
What's the idea with it? Like, is it because you didn't like the original couch upholstery?
No, it's because it's been worn and torn, and you don't want to buy a new couch, so you buy these covers.
Got it.
Yeah, that's why.
How do you feel about reclaimed wood art? So wood that's been like, wow, that looks like a nice big piece of wood. I'll mount it in my house and make it art.
Well, you did that.
I did that with a...
And then the bugs came out of it.
You have a good memory. So we reclaimed this wood thing, and it's kind of, I don't even know how to describe it. It's almost like a shelf that's attached to the wall.
Right.
Get it
floating
into the house.
Floating shelf.
Almost like a floating shelf, but attach it to the wall, mount it. A day later, I walk downstairs, ants everywhere.
Yeah.
So we reclaimed the wood. It was actually a home for other things.
Okay.
And last but not least, how do you feel about kitchen peninsulas?
I don't mind them at all.
Yeah?
I don't mind them at all, as long as there's enough room to take out your stove or your refrigerator in case they need to be serviced.
Okay. It's a peninsula.
I don't mind them. They're all right. You don't need it, though, if you don't.
Okay, tell us about that decor regret you have.
Glass tables. Let's talk about that.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
I'm reading here while we were making fun of the pinwheels that go in people's gardens. Apparently, they're not just for decoration.
I know.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Apparently, pinwheels are there to keep the pests away, the little animals, like like squirrels and rabbits and stuff. I guess the movement
there's
of the
movement.
Wheel.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I have it because, you know, my granddaughter loves it. But we just kind of, because she likes the wind going through it. But yeah, they'd probably do that.
It's kind of like a scarecrow type of deal?
A little bit, yeah.
Speaking of wild animals in your space, just letting anybody know that was considering wrestling a bear this week, don't do it, especially if you're going to be traveling to the state of Missouri. I don't know if anyone did this, but it's been so widespread that it's been classified a Class A misdemeanor in Missouri, in the state of Missouri, to wrestle bears. A lot of bears in Missouri. And the police department has been notified that with all the bear sightings, people have decided to A, wrestle the bears, and B, some people even trapping the bears to hold bear wrestling matches in their
this is like, what is happening?
It's like those chicken fights that happen in some neighborhoods.
But what is happening that they don't have, I don't know.
Boredom, that's what's happening.
I think so.
Boredom.
Yeah.
Some people have been taking bears, owning them, and then training them to wrestle each other.
That's awful.
And part of the ruling on this matter is reminding people that surgically altering bears for wrestling matches are also illegal.
This is just sick.
Yeah, that's not really...
It's sick.
It's not really a very cool thing to do. I'm guessing that they're removing the claws or something.
I guess so, yeah.
So that they can handle the bear.
Yeah.
But if that's what you had planned this weekend, don't.
Don't do it. Yeah. On that note, can I just bring... Do we have time for this, Simone? How much time? Okay. So there's been a news feed over the last 24 hours about all these national parks that we are so lucky to have. About people going up to like bison and doing a selfie.
Bison selfies.
I saw that video.
Did you see
it? It was wild.
What happened?
Well, the person... They were charged. Like charged by the bison.
Those things are like hundreds or maybe, I mean, very, very, very big.
Like it's not a neighborhood dog. Okay? It's like, I wanted to, here I am with the selfie with the bison. Like, what are you? So they're telling you not to, and there was a situation, I don't know if you saw the same thing I saw.
No, I saw the one with a girl taking selfies.
That's right. And he charged her. And there was another one with a family, and the little kid was, you know, running freely, and the bison attacked, and the father got, you know, stepped in front of it. But the park ranger was there to spray it, not to hurt it, but to spray it
to deter it.
Mm-hmm. So it's like when you go to these national parks, where anywhere in Canada, be careful. It's just, don't take a selfie. Like, just, they're there for a reason. It's like these bears that come on the highway, like in Banff. They're there finding food. Don't take it, like, don't get near them. It scares me. What do you think about that?
I think I'll just make a note next time I get on the train.
Honestly, it's all for the gram, and it's really stupid.
It is. It's weird. People are trying to do anything for clout just to get a couple more likes, and then you'll risk your life.
Yeah,
it's just,
I
don't know.
No. Mm. No, thank you.
All right. No wrestling bears.
No taking Instagrams very close to that animal.
No rooster fights.
Leave them alone.
The distinction.
See? They're charging you because they're not happy having their picture taken.
Yes. And no bison selfies.
Right.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Taylor Swift had a show last night in Chicago for her Eras World Tour. And while she was on stage, she ended up swallowing a bug.
Oh.
So she was singing and she was doing her Evermore set and she was going into another song. And I guess she kind of inhaled and she was like...
Oh, that's the worst. It's like that's my hell right there.
Right. And so it flew directly into her mouth. And then I guess it just was in there. Because then she had to stop. And she said to everybody, oh, this is so stupid. And she tried to spit it out. And then she said, ooh, delicious. I hope you guys didn't see that. So she just started laughing and gagging a little bit.
So for context, that concert was at Soldier Field, the NFL football stadium where the Bears play. And Soldier Field is right on the lake.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So it's so many super bugs. Buggy, super nasty there.
Something she would never have to deal with if she was inside.
Right.
I don't know. Swallowing a bug, it definitely is like a 10 out of 10 fear. Top two, not two.
And there's no way to be like, you know, very chill about spitting out an insect.
Right. Especially when you're on stage and you're singing.
Singing your heart out about something probably very, very emotional and very meaningful. And it's like, Please do not take my narcissism.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that.
Now, you know, guys, that you do eat bugs at night when you're sleeping.
Didn't need to be reminded of that, but sure.
But I don't want to know that. But there's tons of clips of her swallowing this bug on stage, so you can find that on Twitter somewhere. If you want to play hooky today, it's probably a good day to do it because Canada's Wonderland, they officially opened their new ride this weekend, the Tundra Twister. The newest one before this was the Leviathan, and that currently is my favorite roller coaster. So I can't imagine anything topping it, but this one, they're saying it's the first of its kind, they're saying, in the entire world. This one's 154 feet in the air, speeds up to 75 kilometers an hour, full 360 degrees. So maybe eat a light breakfast or light lunch before you go on this one. Tomorrow, if you want to eat, Taste of Korea is happening on Ossington Avenue. It starts at 2 p.m. It goes until 8, and it's free. So they're doing tons of sampling. They have those K games, you know, those kind of the Jaws ones that pick up the toys.
Oh, yeah.
Different prizes. That's so there's going to be tons of those.
Rigged.
Is anybody good with that?
All of them.
I'm terrible.
Rigged. I don't know anyone has ever
won. No, there's ways that you could do it.
How?
And they teach you. Trust me. I went to a place. I can't remember the name right now. But they teach you. There's a trick to it. Well, you got to do this. And once he showed me how to do it properly, I was able to get all the stuffed animals.
Guess who's coming with me to the CNE?
You are. We're going to fit. I don't know about the CNE. Those games might be rigged.
Right. Exactly.
Those ones might be.
They know.
Another thing coming this month is Toronto Rip Fest at the Beaches. It's happening June 16th to 18th, Woodbine Park near Queen and Coxwell. And I just love Rip Fest and I love summer. Hopefully we're not eating any bugs while we're there. This one is Northern Heat Rib Series, so you can check out the website for that. Same weekend, June 16th, Ripley's Aquarium is doing an event at for Pride. It's called Night at the Aquarium with a DJ, dancing, cocktails.
I just got that.
I repeated that at 6:20.
I didn't get it until
I know. Did I not say it clearly enough?
Yes, and I went, look, aquarium.
I was like, yeah, aquarium.
He's like, yeah, I get it.
Aquarium, I get it.
Aquarium.
Funny.
So there's going to be performances by drag superstars. You're going to have access to the entire aquarium until midnight, which is just so fun to be there at night. You could also visit chum1045.com for an entire listing of Pride events happening all month long. And then the weekend after that, the Toronto Jazz Festival is back this year. So June 23rd until July 2nd for 10 days. So look out for road closures in the Yorkville area. There's going to be 100 free concerts. A lot of them are happening outdoors as well. All of the outdoor ones are going to end at 11 p.m., but then they're moving things indoor. So different bars in Yorkville will be hosting a bunch of things. So there's going to be world-renowned local and international musicians.
Okay.
Julie Black and Ashanti.
Right. George Benson already sold out, right, Jamar?
Done. Can you imagine?
Come on.
Well, they probably announced this a long time ago. People were eyeing this.
Legends can't come to town and the tickets just sit there. Herbie Hancock sold out.
So you could visit TorontoJazz.com and you can check out who else is going to be there and what's available for you to go to.
All right, I got to go.
Because not those ones.
I got to go to that George Benson concert. Okay, we'll figure it out.
So just to give you a quick recap, you're going to go to Canada's Wonderland,
yep.
The Tundra Twister,
yep.
Taste of Korea tomorrow, Ossington Avenue, Toronto Rib Fest, June 16th to 18th, Ripley's Aquarium, Night at the Aquarium, June 16th, and then Toronto Jazz Fest.
Wow.
And that's just some of the things going on this week.
And then they're still announcing other people for the Jazz Fest. I'm just trying to make myself feel better. Don't worry, Marilyn. You'll get there.
Don't you know
I'm
a guy?
I'm so glad. I know somebody that knows somebody.
All right.
But you know what? Here's the thing. It's all... Look at how busy this city is.
Yeah.
This is just June.
No, the city's popping. We have all the things here.
Yeah. All the things. That's what's trending.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Chum 1045.
Side note, sorry, the Idol started this weekend, that TV show with The Weeknd, amidst a bit of controversy before it even aired, and then yesterday it finally hit the screen. I haven't seen it yet.
I know that Lily Depp is in that. She looks great, but tell me what it's like, because I doubt that I'm going to watch it.
I'll probably check it out today. Apparently, Lily said she admitted The Weeknd on the set. Most of the time they were kind of passing and she was like, ooh, let's stay away from each other. Need to see
what?
She She avoided him on the set of...
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's not what I said earlier, right?
No.
She avoided.
But that's her Svengali in this series.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it was an acting.
Maybe it was part of the role,
right? Yeah, because
right?
he's like a real strange guy that seems to whisper in her ear, and she is interfered with by him. That's all I know.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Let me know how that goes. Let's talk about Artist of the Day.
Yeah.
And it works like how?
You're going to hear an Artist of the Day every day. The artist this morning is Ed Sheeran.
Right.
And at the specific hours, 8 o'clock being one of them, which you missed earlier, and 11 o'clock, which you will listen to very, very shortly from now with Richie Favolaro, when you hear one of the artists, which is the Ed Sheeran today,
yeah.
Caller number 25 to win his tickets.
Yeah. Now, you may hear him other hours.
Yep.
But these are the specific hours. So they are 7 to 8,
mm-hmm.
11 to noon.
Yep.
1 to 2.
Got it.
4 to 5.
Boom. You hit it.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, are you guys listening to that? Because you're going to be calling up everybody. Is this the time? No. It's certain times.
Well, also, the website, chum1045.com, yeah. is always a great place to figure out what exactly is going on.
Yeah.
And it'll be up there.
And you know, if you are the 25th caller when you hear, let's say today, Ed Sheeran, you get to go to his concert coming mm-hmm. up in June. That's the payoff.
Which is a sweet ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, so Richie Favolaro coming up next.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 1045. Podcast.